I have a question for Bob. Bob, why did you start hip hop?
That was creating something out of nothing. You know, the black ghettos, they didn't like, you see, the disco ripped off the blues guys. And they would come on major media and say, we can't play in clubs. You get this idiotic Italian music coming out of that movie, Saturday Night Fever. So by the early 80s, the blacks had nothing. And so the kids, because they knew everything, said, we're going to create a non-music out of broken record players. We're going to make this big, and we'll take over the big void till Bob gets here. So hip-hop is in the Dobbs Quadrant. It's the eight world, and it's not music. It is making something out of nothing.
So the daemon nuclei was the energy source of this?
Yes, you could say that, yep.
Oh, okay.
Cool. The black kids were demon nuclei. They were demonized.
You'd be wrong. They were demonized, but they weren't demonic. You're making a reference. They put it on.
They pretended they were gangsters.
Mama Cass. Well, they used it. They didn't pretend. They tried to be. Gangsters aren't gangsters either. The gangster part of the problem is that the one that says, I'm more powerful because I don't have anything. I don't know anything. I had no opportunity. And I'm going to still bust a cap up in your ass, my nigga.
Yeah.
You see?
And so, they were expressing in their terms what was happening in Lockdown Bob Rule of making something out of nothing.
Okay.
And like even JW, he says, I can't believe what the top music is, so-called music. It's nowhere near music. It's subatomic Fukushima crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really strange.
All you gotta do is turn it on and turn on a tribal beat and say nigga bitch, nigga bitch, nigga bitch, nigga bitch, nigga bitch. Or if you really want to have some lyrics, you say kill your mama, kill your daddy, kill your baby too. Bam. It's a hit. It's a hit. Millions.
It began with the Beatles. A guy who could sing in the traditional way, the original Rye verbalist, Frank Sinatra, was shocked at the Beatles. He was maybe a little shocked at Elvis, but they tamed Elvis, put him in the army. So the Beatles come along, that shocks Frank, and then in 1970, Elvis is shocked because of what Zappa was doing. And then the punk rockers were shocked, the baby boomers, the Elton Johners of the early part of the 70s.
Wait, the Ozzy Osbourne, that was the shocker. That's Yuri's world. You grew up in the full frontal nudity of eating bats heads and
Satanism.
Aerosmith's finest of Black Sabbath.
And you know who that day. And who was driven nuts by all that? Quincy Jones ended up being a bureaucrat. He just couldn't do music because there was no more music, but he had to represent the legacy, so he'd get in and manage these idiots and made songs about we like Coca-Cola, the world should all drink Coca-Cola, holding hands, didn't work. Now he's barely alive. They did a documentary on him, and he's trying to make that museum go. But he is a guy, they couldn't make the transition. He remained black. So he made a museum of black culture because there wasn't no more black culture.
Ah, so you brought it full circle to my question on the Yellow Brick Road, because Quincy Jones had a connection in producing that, too, and contributing to it. Okay,
If you haven't seen the documentary on Quincy Jones, came out a couple of years ago, that's really worth watching to explain what we just said. You see, it's all done in the documentary.
I will Netflix
dun, dun, dun.